Milwaukee's Menominee Valley is a hive of activity these days, with trucks and heavy equipment moving back and forth. Construction workers are busy putting a huge addition onto the Pottawatomie Casino. And new businesses are settling in on land that had been vacant for years. But the bustling is nothing compared to what life was like here from around 1880 to the 1970s.
The Menominee Valley was, beginning in the 1870s, the most valuable industrial real estate in the entire state of Wisconsin. There were tens of thousands of jobs down here.
John Gerda is a Milwaukee historian.
It ranged from Harnischfeger and the Milwaukee Road Shops. You had packing plants, chain belt.
Gerda says the valley site flourished because it was near the lake, making it easy to send or receive shipped goods. The shipping business itself was big here. In fact, in 1860, Milwaukee was the largest shipper of wheat on earth. But Gerda says forward-thinking leaders wanted to diversify the economy.
This goes way back to 1870. The Milwaukee Sentinel published an article about the local economy and said, "We must cultivate an industrial enthusiasm. We must honor every man who brings us skill and enterprise. We must make him feel that fame awaits the conqueror in the field of industry."
Gerda says the climate was right for inventors to take new ideas and run with them. Workers flocked to Milwaukee from Europe and the southern half of the U.S. for the jobs being created here. People who couldn't speak English or who were illiterate were able to work with their hands in factories. At one time, half of the people employed in Milwaukee worked in manufacturing, and those were family-supporting jobs. But after nearly a century of ample industrial employment, the decline began. UW-Milwaukee urban planning professor Samus White says a number of factors were to blame.
One is the value of the dollar increased dramatically in the late 70s, and that made American goods much less saleable on international markets. We began to see the development of competitors in labor markets, which are much less expensive. We saw kind of a reluctance to change in many Milwaukee corporations. They'd had it very good times for decades and didn't seem to realize that they really had to reinvest and be innovative the way their predecessors had for many years.
As a result, Milwaukee lost a quarter of its manufacturing jobs in just 4 years, from 1979 to 1983. Thousands of people were out of work. Many had a hard time finding another job, especially those who couldn't read or write. Unemployment and poverty rose, and they still affect the city today.
Good morning, Community Advocates.
The impact is evident at Community Advocates on the north side. Dozens of people pack into the tiny lobby daily, looking for help with utility bills and security deposits for housing.
Good morning, can I help you?
Can I have an application for a security voucher?
Okay. Security deposit?
Yeah.
Found the landlord is willing to work with us.
Ken Germanson works at the Social Service Agency.
These are people who are basically victims of our economic situation right here in the city.
Germanson has watched the deindustrialization through another set of eyes as well. He's president of the Wisconsin Labor History Society.
In those days, one wage earner could raise a family of five or six. That's no longer possible.
Germanson says there still are manufacturing jobs in Milwaukee, and they're key to the economy, but there are far fewer than during the heyday. He doesn't know what politicians or business leaders can do to create more family-supporting jobs for the people who need them the most, but he thinks residents need to push for more economic development.
Maybe, unfortunately, and it sounds like I'm too radical here, it takes an uprising. You know, folks at some point have got to get mad and do something about it.
Germanson says most people have been complacent during the decline of manufacturing, and that hasn't helped bring jobs back. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.